Time to catch up on Kennedy Malloy for the Crown Forklifts Encore range. Guaranteed reliability, superior quality. Check them out at crown.com. No risk, no worries.
Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello Australia and welcome to the big Friday. That's right, Friday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Yippee, yippee-i-a. Hello, Mickey.
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
Hey, guys.
Here we go. Hours away from the best drink of the week, which is Friday knockoff.
Yes.
Wherever that's you can true. Get out of and about, do it. Melbourneers, stay home. Stay home and have a think about your behaviour.
That's right.
That's the what to do. Hey, it's a big show today. Clown of the week will kick things off, and you've got a special one that you're pretty keen to.
Yeah,
why don't you just tell them right off the bat?
Oh, the Djokovic?
No. No. Bloody England.
Bloody England, yes, for voting against Australia in the bid for the Women's World Cup.
What a bunch of arseholes.
Come on.
Oh, my God. We've supported England for so long. Anyway, that is great. We have got great news.
That's in Clown of the Week.
Good news for the day.
It is full as a goog. Limo!
Yes, it is. Excellent. I haven't seen Limo for a while.
One of two special top flight guests we have.
That's right. We have Dave Reynolds as well in because the cars are back on the track, which is what we want to hear. Things are getting up there. I've got some music news.
Have you?
Yes, because Guy Sebastian's been hammered by the Twitter trolls for rocking up next to ScoMo in the announcement yesterday for funding for the arts. And I want to just unload that, just discuss why
all
it's
right.
been a bit tough.
Okay. He's copped a backlash on social media. There's a phrase you don't hear very often.
And also, a very interesting news, and we want your help with this one. The Dixie Chicks have changed their name, and I'll let you know what they've changed it to. But do you know any bands that have changed their name?
Yes,
it's a very interesting subject.
We'll get to that. Hey, we'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. We've got the Week in Review.
Yeah.
It's a great show always on a Friday. It'll just be our last for a couple of weeks, actually.
Yeah, we're going to take a mid-year break.
Well, it's our normal mid-year break, and normally what will we do? Sort of
I'm
going to
be jetting off overseas.
No.
I don't even think I can leave the state.
I don't think you can
currently
either.
In Victoria, as we speak.
You can't.
I don't think you're allowed to leave,
I don't think you're going to be liked if you go anywhere outside of Victoria.
Yeah.
You know, people
I'll be abused. I'll be like a leper. I'll be a pariah.
Kick a Vic.
People are not well.
I'm
again,
ideas, Dave.
No, don't do that.
The numbers aren't looking good again for Victoria. There's a few more virus.
Some clusters.
Do you know who I blame?
Clusters.
Djokovic.
Who do you? Djokovic. we'll get to him. Don't worry. He's my number
clown?
One.
Clown is he a clown as well?
Oh, wait till you wait till you hear.
You wait till Jane's going to go bonkers.
Yes, but wait till you hear the audio I've got that Maddie found for me that I was looking for about Novak just being a little bit cocky about the whole virus situation.
All right, now you had some big news you wanted to share. Yes.
Well, I've been listening to the radio today and driving in, I was listening, and it's cover version day.
Yeah, covers. Yeah.
So they were
right
playing covers
Australia.
Of songs right around Australia on Triple
M. It's a good initiative, I would have thought.
I heard David Lee Roth do California Girls early today.
Mrs. Robinson.
That's a good one.
Some good
that.
Ones today.
There
really
so
ones.
Many really top
that's
flight.
Really good ones today.
Except, well, Puddle of Mud made an appearance.
Puddle of Mud. Does not ring a bell.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Then was there this?
Oh, look, this is what happened on air today.
Yeah, this
As
is what
we
happened.
Celebrate the great covers, one of which recorded in Melbourne on Kennedy Malloy, Mick Malloy doing a cover of Puddle of Mud, doing a cover of Nirvana.
No.
Enjoy.
Oh, what?
Oh, I nearly drove off the road.
Up there.
Mm.
Okay.
So we're playing your
that's
songs.
That's not a proper song. That's
it is
not
a
proper.
I beg your pardon. It's a cover of a cover of a cover, which makes it even more relevant than you're just a cover.
More prestige.
Can I say this?
What's that?
What?
Aprachek bang.
Oh.
Maddie, you don't qualify for an Aprachek.
Yes, I do.
What, 4 cents?
The cowbell was original. I added that and I sang it. And Maddie remastered the whole.
Right.
We spent days on that.
Did you?
Yes.
Days.
In your mind.
I saw you walk in there about 3 minutes.
Yeah, I
you
saw about
out.
3 minutes too in between another
Guys,
song.
Don't lift the skirts.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
You're ruining the magic for everybody.
Well,
yes.
Check coming your way.
I am now. I have a life outside
the show. Very generous to have
awesome
that played.
I might go on tour.
Right.
Should I go on tour?
Who with?
Yeah.
Guess what I'm working on? I'm working on the Nirvana album cover with me replacing the baby in the pool.
So stark.
Very disturbing.
Full nudie. Yeah, shooting up.
We still want people to listen to the show. Okay? Please don't put people off everything.
Hey, come on, you know. Chicks are going to love it. Right. Hey, okay. Now
there's very happy news today.
Yes, go
very
for it.
Happy news this morning. Well, it was 2 a.m. Australia time.
Yep.
If everybody was waiting to hear whether Australia and New Zealand were going to host the 2023 World Cup.
Yeah.
And here's what happened.
The host country of the FIFA Women's World Cup 2023, which will be Australia.
Yeah! Oh, how good. Great news.
That is great. Great reaction.
First off, New Zealand who got drowned out a bit there.
It couldn't quite hit them in the end. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, Australia really? Love. Well, we're all in this together,
yeah,
and we want to be very nice to New Zealand because it might be the only country that we can travel to internationally for a long
time.
Well,
that's great stuff.
That is great stuff, except... I'm very,
very
annoyed.
You think you know someone.
Yeah. Well, you think you do know someone.
Right. You think you have a relationship, a special relationship,
goes
bonded over years.
With the Poms.
Think you're related. Think you're in the family.
Yeah. Well, let's just find out exactly who voted for Australia and who voted for Colombia. Have a listen to this news report.
Asia and Oceania, of course, were going to vote for the Australia and New Zealand bid. FIFA President Gianni Infantino also voted in Australia and New Zealand's favour in the end. Europe and South America, their bloc there, voted for Colombia. It's all very political, of course, so that was disappointing. In England, of course, voting for Colombia as well. A lot of people not happy about that.
What? England? Greg Clark from England. Yeah, early clown of the week. Thank you very much
we'll
for voting against Australia.
After this, 133353, if you want to get involved.
Yeah.
Here's our Friday song.
You'll pay for that, Clark.
You'll pay for that.
Yes.
Hey, by the way, all our callers today,
baby.
And we'll announce our winner too of the $10,000 Tempur mattress. That's coming up all a little later. All thanks to
Turn
Crown Equipment.
Up.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
There are many contenders.
What a performance by Five Sauce.
A curry for the cup. Hey.
I don't sweat.
Sorry. But it can't always be this guy.
Really, it's a badge of honour, right?
Who will be...
Shut up.
Clown of the week.
Still makes me laugh.
We talked to Dave Reynolds. He's coming in today.
Dave Reynolds.
Let's play that for his intro again.
That's funny.
I hope he does the whole interview like that.
Yeah. Me too. Clown, as I said, clown of the week has to be Greg Clark from England.
It's like a punch in the face from a best mate.
He was on the FIFA. Well, he's on the board to vote for either Australia, New Zealand to host the Women's World Cup 2023. Or Colombia, and he voted for Colombia. Thanks for that.
Yeah. Thanks.
We'll remember that.
We'll remember that. We win the trenches with you, mate.
That's
how about the Anzacs?
That's going to come back
on.
With a bit of mayo on it. That's coming
that
straight
is.
Back across the net.
Curry on top, mate.
You wait.
Wait. That's an expression, isn't it?
I like it.
Some curry on top.
Yeah.
They are.
Nah, they're cooked.
That's shocking.
They are.
How dare. What, what was this? That's just babyish.
Yeah, didn't we? We've supported them in all their bids.
The whole time we've always
gone out. So what are the Poms doing? Well, yep, got us.
We're part of the Commonwealth. We have the same head of state.
Yeah. That is embarrassing.
Oh.
What is wrong with you? Really disappointing.
It is disappointing.
Now, this is a bit, you've got a really big ticket item. This is what throws our country into disarray.
Let's have a listen to this story from Perth. This is about Mullet Boy, I call him.
Well, it's a home jobby. Gets the job done.
The Scarborough local had just turned 18 and was equipped with double pluggers and his bush chook tea, ready to hit the town.
A couple of my friends and I decided to head over to El Grotto.
But in the line outside, it was man versus bouncer.
A bit silly. I mean, it's a mullet, so wasn't there to have a haircut. Was there to seek frothies.
Mick, you feel very close to this guy. Have you ever had a mullet?
I've had a, business up the front, party out the back.
Yeah.
Wouldn't call it a mullet. But anyway, look, that's what I'm saying is that's un-Australian behaviour.
It is.
Perth, let's be honest, is mucking around down the bogan end of the pool most of the time.
Really?
I say it with love.
Oh, yes.
You don't have to dress up to go out to a restaurant to dinner in Perth. No, it's Perth. In Adelaide, if you locked him out of a pub in Adelaide, there'd be no one in them. That's part of their national costume.
Well, I found out something today. I didn't know thongs were called pluggers, so that's
pluggers. There you go. It's a homemade job. It's his.
You can't stop people going into a pub with a haircut.
Correct, Jane Kennedy.
Come on.
It's gone to the highest level too. Have we got the Premier there now?
Oh, I just encourage people with mullets to rise up and rebel against these extreme rules pubs are imposing. I think you should be free to have a mullet and go to a pub.
He's cracked himself up.
I don't think
up.
There should be rules around that. But he's wearing a shirt.
Yeah.
And he had a mullet. Some of my best friends have mullets. We want all those West Australians with mullets who are great contributing people to get out there and spend their money and take holidays within Western Australia.
Should be more mullets in politics.
I'll tell you what, do you know a follow-up to that?
You'd vote for someone who had a mullet?
You would.
Don't you reckon?
Do you know a schoolboy in Perth was banned from his school for having a mullet today too? I don't know what's going on over there. You're going mad. Yeah.
Perth, come on, get it together. You could be. I put this to you. Perth could be hosting an AFL grand final this year. And it'll be, would be better, wouldn't it, than an empty MCG.
The Optus
I'm all for it.
Yeah.
See, there'll be two teams playing in front of 60,000 people. If that is the best option on the table, let's go, people. I'll get on the bus. We'll take a bus.
Yeah, let's take a party bus.
Focus on another, because Richmond will be in it, of course.
Oh, dream.
Okay. So, that'll be fun.
Okay, it's a bit small for us, but we still like it. All right, what have you got, Jane?
I want to clown Novak Djokovic.
Oh.
He has
you
a few
really
reasons.
You really have turned on him because you thought
I loved him.
Hilarious. You thought he was like a tennis
player. I did. And he's number one tennis player in the world right now. Sure. Let me just take you back. This is he's got unusual thoughts about a lot of things, and it disturbs quite a few people because he thinks a little bit differently to a lot of other people.
He's a Pete Evans, is what you're trying to say.
He's got a touch of the Pete Evans.
Him and his wife
have alternative views to quite a few things, and I think they're anti-vaxxers. Have a listen.
There has been some criticism as well, you know, coming especially from maybe from the West, of why do we have the crowd? We don't have the social distancing, and what is going on, and why are they having this kind of event in the midst of a really hard pandemic? You know, it's hard to explain to people that situation is really, really different, maybe in America or UK, or than it is in Serbia or maybe surrounding countries.
Okay, so let's have a listen. Yeah, that was Novak Djokovic saying, honestly, there's really nothing to worry about. And as I was saying, he has some alternative views. So let's, Dave, have a listen to the news report about his alternative views.
Okay.
The Djokovics do have strong opinions. He is against vaccines and indeed most medical intervention. His wife, Yelena, circulated entirely unproven claims that coronavirus was linked to 5G technology.
Coco loco!
Okay, so it's not going great. Of course, we all know what happened. He put a tournament on. Players got the virus, including he and his wife. And now let's have a listen to him, mea culpa.
Djokovic has released a statement saying we organised the tournament when the virus has weakened, believing the conditions for hosting the tour had been met. Unfortunately, this virus is still present and it is a new reality. Aussie Nick Kyrgios has come out in light of this latest development saying prayers up to all the players that have contracted COVID-19. Don't at me for anything I've done that has been irresponsible or classified as stupidity. This takes the cake.
All right, we get the idea. Now,
you know you're in trouble when Nick Kyrgios comes across as the sensible one.
1-3-3-5-3, give us a call and we'll get into this.
Who do you want to clown?
Clown of the week.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Dave Reynolds is going to join us this hour and Limo in the second hour on Kennedy Malloy.
We're in the middle of clown of the week. It's full as a goog. I've got one.
Yep.
To possibly get the ball. Or did you want to do one, Jane?
Oh, well, I was going to clown Melbournians. Is that how you say it?
Melbournians.
Melbournians. People who are living in Victoria.
It's like Castlemaine or Castlemaine.
It's Castlemaine.
It's Castlemaine.
Melbournians.
The locals.
Melbournians for panic buying toilet paper again.
Yes, I love
it. Are you serious? Let's have a listen to this story.
Panic looks to be slowly creeping back in. Woolworths says it's seen elevated demand for toilet roll in a handful of Melbourne stores. The supermarket calling for calm, insisting it has plenty of stock to replenish shelves.
James. Yes, then why are you putting restrictions on us again? James. I went to the supermarket today and there's big signs up. Again, flour, hand sanitizer, hand wash, toilet paper,
Jane,
pasta. I can't cope.
Jane,
I won't have it.
Did you just drink from your straw again live on air?
Oh, Jane.
Oh, did I?
Yes, you did. By the way, can someone get me that audio, please?
No, don't worry, we've got it.
The one for the other day.
The audio from
we've
yesterday.
Got it.
This is from yesterday.
Yeah, it's fresh.
You must watch Crown. Good. Oh Lord.
I love The Crown.
So, excuse me.
What do you mean?
Did you stop mid-sentence to have a go?
But that's having a drink. Oh my God! But you drink on the you drink on the front bar.
Yeah, that's beer.
Oh, okay. So I'm not allowed to drink water.
But that one was a dead set.
Yeah.
That was
a pause.
That was
anyway. My point was.
Can you get me the bit of audio from the what she just said before in a mid rant?
I'm on a rant. I'm on a rave,
and you went the Slurpee.
I'm on a rave about...
About toilet paper. Hey, guess what I found? Out. Have you heard of the... make sure I was listening. Quilton Gold?
Oh.
Don't tempt me.
It's gold.
What are you talking about?
This is the...
Quilton
this
Gold?
Is the Quilton, the toilet
How
paper.
How many ply? Talk to me.
Four, possibly five.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Four ply?
I deserve.
It's like cushioning your bot.
That's like having
That's what I need.
Bunch of tissues in you.
Anyway, just remember the Quilton Gold.
Okay. Oh, my God. You have to say it out the side of your mouth.
They keep it out the back. Trust me. It's
literally
all
out the back. Mm. It's out the back.
You know you've made it if you're loading up on the Quilton
Gold. Who's paying for four ply toilet paper? What madness? What's wrong with you?
Yeah. Says a lot about society.
It certainly does.
It does indeed.
Who do you want to clown?
You know what we should do? We should always just still be getting around in nappies.
Okay.
You know what
Don't
I mean?
Worry. You're about 3 years off that.
Hey,
you haven't got the vibe. You haven't the Rona,
yeah, I do. Hey, I've got, what about this? I want to clown the Spanish artist for performing an opera designed especially for plants.
Okay.
Las plantas había que contarles algo concreto.
Plants had to be told something concrete and told what we had gone through over this time in the form of music, which is the language that I know they understand or at least influences them. I feel closer to myself being close to plants, to the earth and to other beings.
Choco-loco!
You know what he did? So there is a beautiful music hall or something like a theatre, and then they put plants all in the... Is that what they did? Put plants in the seats?
What I want to do is see a plant orchestra.
Right.
But in sections. Like there's the fern section.
Okay.
There's the deciduous out the back where the horns usually
are. What about the cacti?
The cacti, that's like your timpani.
Oh, they're on percussion.
That's up the back.
They're on the conga.
Maybe a vine, a passion fruit vine.
Nice.
Just to call around.
Yeah, I like it.
You're an idiot.
Wow. Shall we go to some callers?
I think I know what music plants like. Mate, if I had a plant.
What an idiot.
I'd be an AC/DC fan.
Is that right?
Of course.
And it would plant bang.
Oh, okay.
I just liked hearing that Spanish accent, by the way.
All right, we're going to some calls.
Yeah, let's do that.
Sure, fire away. What do we got?
Shall we go to Leanne? Hi, Leanne.
Hi.
Hey, Leanne, who do you want to clown?
I want to clown my son.
What do you do? What do you do?
He's a builder, and he had an 8-litre tub of paint that he just picked up from his son, put it in the back of a brand-new tub on his ute, on a black ute, and didn't tie it in, stopped to miss a cat, heard a noise and ended up with 8 litres of paint all through his tub and over his car.
Okay.
So he's got a black and white car. He's got the zebra. He's out and about in the zebra. Yeah.
Well, you know what happened, Leanne. It was a black cat. Yeah. Trouble. Yeah. That's what happens.
About.
Thank you, Leanne.
Jacob.
Hello,
what's
Jacob.
Going on?
Yeah. G'day. How are you guys?
Good, good. What's your. Who do you want
to
clown?
Who do you want to clown?
Channel 7 Brisbane.
What for?
You teed me up with Tony Barber and Andy Lee. And then they put the front bar on at 10:45.
At 10:45, it's too
Channel
late.
Channel 7, what are you doing in us in the northern states of Australia?
We get a fair bit of this. Mm. It's beyond our control. We can't do much about it. And footy's on the rise up there, I should point out, too. The Gold Coast.
On the rise? It's strong as an ox.
You've got Brisbane and Gold Coast. I don't think you've ever seen two stronger
Of course.
Going around.
Channel 7, pull your finger out and put front bar on earlier if you actually want some good ratings.
Well said.
Yeah.
I concur. Right. Andrew's on the line. Andrew, who do you want to clown?
Mickey, Jane, Dangerous, first
Hello?
Time, long time.
Oh, yep. Thanks for calling, Andrew. Great to hear from you.
Where are you from?
Yeah.
Caboolture, north side of Brisbane, mate.
I love Caboolture. Oh, sounds great. Sounds like the top 10 you're well
You sound
Caboolture.
Great spot. You sound like a really good guy, Andrew. Who do you want to clown?
Oh, I'm sorry, Jane, but I have to clown you.
What?
Wow.
Hang on.
Sorry.
What for?
Fire pit on the back deck.
All right. It was fairly... Girls' weekend, fire pit on the deck. One of the girls did warn me and say, do you think it's a good idea, Janie, to put the fire pit on the deck? It's on a stand, by the way.
Yeah, but it's about an inch.
I'm not going to put...
an inch from the top.
Anyway. Yep, set the deck on fire. Woo!
Hey, Andrew.
Champion.
Slab of Brick Lane coming your way. That's
really?
That was a very good clowning. I like it, mate.
You're brave, Andrew.
Face lager. Kevin. Kevin, you sound like a good fellow. What? Who do you want to clown?
I want to clown you, Mick Molloy.
Yes.
Jeez Louise. No slab of Brick Lane coming
your way. No, I beg your pardon. I can still give it out. Oh. Kevin, tell us why.
I want to know how Mick Molloy can claim royalties on a song that he sings for no longer than 20 seconds.
Oh, that's just... Yeah. That's just
a time limit.
Do we have to hear this stupid song again?
Oh, so for those
my
people,
Godfather.
And it's wild. You hang me.
Well, I'm going to have a discussion with all the board members on APRA. If you get royalties on that. Kevin, we're going to send you out some Brick Lane. Yes!
Yay!
All right, I tell you what, we've run
Kevin
out of
gets
time.
Brick Lane.
Kevin's getting the Brick Lane too.
Of course he does.
And in the draw for the Tempur mattress, which we're going to give away, I think, later this hour as well. So that's coming up soon. Dave
it's
Reynolds
all happening.
As well.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Now across the nation.
Kennedy Molloy's Music News.
Yes, Music
okay.
News. Kennedy Molloy.
All right.
There's a bit going around.
Yeah.
There sure is. It's a very busy show.
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Fire away.
I'm going to talk about Guy Sebastian and a big shout out. He was on our show last week.
Yeah, he was too, last Friday.
And he had to listen to your version of Puddle of Mudd's cover.
Yeah.
Cover of Puddle of Mudd's cover of Kurt Cobain's cover. Of...
Yeah.
Yeah, you know how it works.
Well,
he missed the train left the station and he wasn't on it. And he's now going to be like the guy. He's got like that manager who passed on Queen.
Yeah.
Right. You know? So there's a few things I think Guy Sebastian regrets. That's not going to be one of them. Yesterday. He was invited to attend a press conference with Prime Minister Scott Morrison, who was talking about the latest arts funding package. Right. And people have said it was a career-damaging move. I disagree.
What's damaging? What did he do?
Okay, the damaging thing was he stood there and looked like he was supporting the Prime Minister, who's they've come through with some arts funding, some funding for the arts world. They're saying it was a bad move to be there because he's in a position as somebody who doesn't need funding.
Well, he's
representing people, you idiots.
He is the music industry Scotty Cam. So Scotty Cam represented the builders. Yep. He's out there representing. Was he wearing a flanny? If he was wearing my flanny,
he wasn't
really
wearing
upset.
Your flanny. He was wearing his normal outfit like he would wear on The Voice.
Okay, so big deal. So he's appeared on stage. And
yeah,
so
well, the trolls have gone to town.
Oh, God.
Even a bird said, today was going fine, but now I have to break it to my 9-year-old that Guy Sebastian is a scab as we delete all his songs from her Apple Music.
Yeah,
are you serious?
That's ridiculous.
So,
see, that's a worse lesson to teach your 9-year-old boy.
Of course it is. It's stupid.
What are you talking about? Listen, everybody, get a grip.
Yeah.
Guy has been asked.
Yeah.
Of course he wasn't paid to be there too, by the way.
Mm.
He's gone, all right, I'll do the right thing. I'll rock up with some of my band members, which he did, because he wants to support the industry and support his band members.
Yep.
So you can all just calm down.
Yeah.
Is it the Hillsong Connection? It's the Hillsong Connection, isn't it?
Oh, people started to bring that up. I failed to see the relevance of connecting religion with somebody talking about an arts package. I think that is another bizarre link.
They are both closely associated with the Happy Clapping Church.
But why is that relevant? And
well,
we shouldn't focus
on
that.
Hey, Guy, saw you last weekend.
Yeah.
Do you want to come and do a rally with me?
Yep.
Yeah, no.
Do you know what? He thought he was doing the right thing.
I'm going to go and delete
all his
songs.
It's as simple as that.
I'm going to go and delete all his songs.
Well,
and tell my boys he's a scab.
No, that's not the
you I would never
he's trying
do that
to do the
guy.
Of course you wouldn't.
Hey,
he's trying
on.
To do the right thing. All right, this is bigger news because a band that I've loved, I've seen, I love them, the Dixie Chicks. They've decided because the word Dixie Chicks, Dixie represents the Confederate symbol, which is kind of on the nose at the moment.
Yeah.
They've dropped it. They're no longer called the Dixie Chicks.
Right.
They're now called the Chicks.
I'm not ready.
Huge fan of Dixie Chicks, by the way.
Me too.
These girls are so talented.
Rock solid.
And they were absolutely crucified years ago.
All right, let it go.
As we all know.
Let it go.
Well, I can't.
That's yesterday's news. Well, that, it doesn't matter now because they're just
There's your
the
trouble.
Chicks. They're the Chicks.
They're called the Chicks. And we were going, okay, that's cool. You've changed your name and I'll deal with it. The Chicks I still like as a band name.
Yeah.
The but what Chicks. Other bands
you wouldn't
have changed
start
their name?
There. There's been a lot of bands that have changed their name. I'll name some bands and you see if you can guess them. The Curtains.
Okay. Oh, the Curtains.
No.
British India.
Oh, okay.
Oh, our own.
The Obelisk.
The who?
The Obelisk.
Wow, that's bizarre.
The
no.
Cure.
The Obelisk.
I would love to have gone and seen them as the Obelisk.
Yeah. All right, I've got one for you.
Go for it.
Previously Smile. One of the world's biggest bands. In fact, the number one band on Triple
AC/DC.
M.
Oh, no. Is that Queen?
Yes.
Ah, yes.
Queen.
What about the Tea Set and Screaming Abdabs?
Nice. I think I know.
Wow, this is a lot of dope smoking young band members, isn't it?
Very late 60s.
No, I do not know.
Dave.
That's Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd.
Yes. Wow.
Last one, and then we'll turn it over to the audience.
Yeah, we'll turn
it
to you guys.
And say, what bands do you know? And we'll see if you can stump us.
Help us out.
Stump us. Bring up and go, here's a
okay, tell us there.
This one. Fecal Matter.
All right.
Jeez. Well, what kind of stupid band would have that?
Nirvana. Play my song, Dave.
Oh,
just play a bit of my song to take us out.
Are joking.
I'll take it.
I should keep that name.
That's very immature.
I should keep Fecal Matter.
The Fecal Matter? Oh, my God. 133353.
Try and stump us. What do you know? Bands that change their name.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Now, across the nation,
Kennedy Malloy's Music News.
Well, the big news is, yes, that the Dixie Chicks have changed their name from Dixie Chicks to simply the Chicks because they feel that the Confederate association with the word Dixie is not in keeping with their beliefs.
Power to them. They're very brave women.
They are brave women. Great musicians,
from the
and
South
I love
when
them.
They went George Bush and everyone tried to burn their records.
Oh, yeah.
And their career died.
But they stood by their politics. They're clearly principled. They're great musicians. Yep. And, you know, says more about you people than the Dixie Chicks, let me tell you. Hey, so we're talking about bands that have changed their names, and we're about to get you involved. 133353. Can I throw a couple more at you, Jane?
Yeah, go ahead.
Rat Salad.
Rat Salad?
No.
Dave?
Oh, I've no idea. Rat
Van
Salad.
Halen.
Wow.
Really? How good would that have been if they had called Rat Salad?
Up next.
I'm going to swap it on its head.
The
latest
for Rat Salad.
What were the Beatles previously called?
I know that.
Dave.
The Quarrymen.
The Quarrymen.
Okay, I've got one for you. The Pendletons.
Oh.
That's a very corporate sounding name. Who is that?
It's not very cool, is it? Beach Boys.
No. Beach Boys. All right.
Pendletons. I think they've pulled the right rein there.
Yeah.
What about Highway?
Oh, come on. You know, I know that this
we
is...
We talked about this before, didn't
it
we?
Highway was Sherbet, but you
also
told me...
Also known as...
I can't remember this.
The Sherbs.
Who's the Sherbs?
Okay, so they were Sherbet, then they've gone Highway, then they've gone the Sherbs, and then they've reverted back to Sherbet. I don't know what they were thinking,
what happened.
Why did
they go the Sherbs?
I don't know. Speak to Garth Porter about it.
why don't we get down... Tell back on. That photo's still cracking me up, by the way. Hey, now, I've got one for you. Last one before we go to the course.
Sure.
All right.
Duct tape.
Oh, duct tape.
Nah. No idea.
Dave?
Yeah, I think I know this one. Is that Blink 182?
Blink 182.
Really?
Yeah.
And I did not know this, but here's a little bit of trivia for you.
Yeah.
182 is these how many times Pacino says in Scarface.
Yeah. Good I did know that. I
get
knew
the
that
idea.
You learn something here.
All right, callers, what you do is you ring up and you tell us the band and we'll see what they became.
We can guess them.
Chris, you want to get the ball rolling?
Yeah, how are you going?
Yeah, Mick good.
Dane and Dangerous?
Yeah, what's the band you want to...
The Flowers.
Okay. Oh, I do know this one.
I know this, Chris, because I went and saw them under that name.
Me too. Awesome.
And also under the name of Ice House.
Yes.
That's the one.
Good on you,
amazing.
Mate.
Amazing. Interesting, isn't it? Good on you, Chris.
And a lot of these were for touring American reasons.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
that's right. So they were fine in Australia.
Because there are other bands, same name.
Yeah.
Flowers was a good name.
Yeah.
I agree.
Good on you, Chris.
Brendo.
Hi, Brendo.
Good afternoon, Jane, Mick, Dave.
Hey, yeah, good afternoon.
Okay, give us the name of the band.
Give us the band name.
Well, they go into two, but Orange.
Orange?
No.
If I say the next one, you'll know it.
Right.
All right. Go.
The Barking Spiders.
I do, because they've performed under that name and they release a new album or an EP.
And Mystery Concerts. Yeah.
Mystery Concerts. That's Cold Chisel.
Cold Chisel.
That's it. You got it.
Again, they've pulled the right road.
Yeah.
The Chisels is goes down
Chisels.
In just history.
Well, they could actually just go to Chisels, couldn't they?
Yeah, they could go to Chisels. But Cole Chisel is
good on you, Brenda. And you're in the draw too for the temper match.
Good on you,
don't
mate.
Worry. So is Chris. Dave. Everyone who's calling is.
Dave, what's the name of the band we may not know?
Hey, Jane, Mick and Dave.
Hey.
It was in the top 20 of Triple M last week.
Oh, okay, yeah. See, goats, the goat
what's
list.
What's their name?
Yep, The Hype.
Oh, yeah.
The Hype.
Oh, you know it, Dave.
I do know this one, yeah.
The Hype.
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, good.
Come on, Tom.
Settle down, Dave.
Is that you, Dave?
Dave.
We got nothing to do up here in Queensland. Everything's shut down. We can't even go to the pub, basically.
Hey, shut up. You got good weather up there, probably, so just shut up.
Oh, God, I don't know. In Excess?
No, I don't know. Who is it?
In Excess.
You too.
You too.
Not you two, you too.
The Hype.
Wow.
All interesting. Right. Hey, I love it. Casey Bricklane
coming your way there on the Sunshine Coast, Dave.
Thanks, guys. Base we need it up here. We can't do anything else.
Enjoy the weekend.
Mate,
Richie.
Go ahead.
Come on, Richie. Band name, please.
Hello, guys. How's it going?
Yeah, good.
Hey, the Cockroaches.
The Cockroaches.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're a band to themselves.
Yeah, they do songs.
Well, I know there is a couple of performers in that who went on to, well, one of the performers, I believe, Paul Field was in it.
Oh, you've worked with this lot?
Yes.
Well, I've worked with Paul Field, and I believe that Wake Up Jeff was in the Cockroaches. Is that correct, Richie?
Yes, you got it.
Okay, it's the Wiggles.
The Wiggles. Well done, Richie.
That is a great one. Well done.
Time for one more. Paul, where are you calling from, Paul?
Victor Harbour, South
great
Australia.
Spot.
Oh,
great
man.
Bloody
I'm very
spot.
Envious
if
of you
I was
right
allowed
now.
To travel to South Australia right now, I would
me
go.
Too.
Cold as hell down here.
Don't worry, it's beautiful.
Okay, give us the name and we'll see if we can guess the band.
Okay, Mookie Blaylock.
Oh, yes.
You're making that up.
No, no, he was a famous NBA player, I believe, too, wasn't he?
Yeah. And actually, the band released their first album after Mookie Blaylock's Guernsey number.
This is great. Mm. I'm loving this, Paul. I've got no idea.
What is it?
Pearl Jam.
Oh. Well, there's a pretty famous band.
What is Pearl
you're
Jam?
You're joking.
What is Pearl Jam?
What does it mean? Yeah.
Oh, there's lots
a few
of rumours about
that.
What's that?
Is it not for radio?
Really?
Probably not.
Not for radio, no.
Actually, no. All right, no.
Sounds
just,
so nice.
My mind's going at a
hey,
million
Paul,
miles an hour.
Slap
thanks,
coming
Paul.
Coming your way as well, mate.
Thank
well
you, our listeners. You
guys.
Are so good. We love it. We can't take all the calls today, but thank you so much.
Amazing.
You're amazing.
Yeah, good work.
All right. Hey, Dave Reynolds, he's a Bathurst champ, you know, in the V8s and they're back on the track too.
The Pendletons? What? I'm going to see the Pendletons. Where?
Yeah, the Beach Boys.
The beach.
We're going to catch up with Dave Reynolds right after this.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
He's in the building. He'll be here in the second hour joining us on the show.
Jane Kennedy's doing some investigative journalism right now.
Is she?
I am. You know, I love doing
trying to work
stuff
out how many followers certain people have on Instagram. Yeah? Including our next guest.
Interesting.
Who, I miss this guy. I just love you.
I do too. I love seeing him in person.
Shambling into our studio with his tight stretch denim and thongs, with his couldn't give a stuff attitude.
I can hear him laughing
off on air. You always knew on the track he's about to have an accident, but in the studio too, you go, gee, sails close to the wind, this bloke. Sometimes he's going to blow up on air, career ender.
On air? What about off air?
Let's speak to the great man. It's Dave Reynolds. How are you, Dave?
Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having
great
me.
Great to catch
I
up
miss seeing
you
in person. Oh, I miss giving you a big hug, Dave Reynolds, because you're an awesome guy. Yeah,
it's great to catch
you.
Up with you on the eve of the return of
this is
the
huge.
Supercars. This is a massive moment for so many people, especially our audience. Just little signs of a return to normality. And I know there's baby steps, but to have the V8s going around and us watching on the couch is a big breakthrough. So well done. Describe to us the difference between the build-up to this and others. Where are you now? How did you get there? What's going on?
It's I can tell you it's pretty strange at the minute. So I flew up from Melbourne this morning and I wore my mask on the plane.
You wore your mask on the plane?
Okay. Were many other people wearing masks, Dave?
I would say about 30% of people were, I'd like to say.
Good stuff.
Okay, interesting.
Good stuff.
All your people would have been wearing masks. So you get off in Sydney and you go to the hotel.
No, so we got to the track straight away.
Oh, you got a track. How'd that go, by the way?
We drove into the track. Yeah, it was good. But as soon as we drove into the track, it's like an ambulance holding area for all the, not used ambulance. So there's like, 100 ambulances everywhere. And I thought something was going bad, but it turns out they're doing nothing there. So they're just freaking out for no reason.
So there's precautionary.
We set up and everything. It's all good. And then we got to the hotel and they've divided the hotel because all the supercar guests are staying at the hotel. So, yep. And there's a line down the center of the hotel, Victoria on one side and Queensland on the other side. Uh-huh. Yeah. Hilarious.
So you dirty Victorians.
I'm surprised they didn't get you put you in one of those Formula One hotels. You know, like they just.
Oh, it's close, I think.
No, the airport hotel. Yeah. Well, that's really hilarious. And is there banter along these lines? Hmm. Is there at the moment between you and the others?
No, we can't. We're not allowed to look or see them. Apparently.
This
you're joking.
What a funny thing to do. There's a Gaza Strip inside the hotel where the boys are staying.
Davey, how long has it been since there has been a real supercar race? Mm. Do you know?
I think it's been 107 days, they're quoting.
Wow.
So it's 3.5 months. It's been a very, very long time.
And the Australian Grand Prix, of course, was cancelled in March. Yep. So this is going to be huge. Now, what happens? People can't attend, I assume.
Yeah, it's a TV event only, so there's no patrons or anyone. So it's basically just a skeleton crew of staff in each team, plus all the media people as well, or like all the TV people. So yeah, it's a bare bones sort of structure. So I'm glad you're
taking it seriously because obviously there's very strict COVID-19 guidelines. It's not going to be like a Novak Djokovic event, is it? Because that didn't go very well.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe on Sunday night.
Don't have a disco is my tip at the end of the event.
No, I'm not going to go to a disco, Jane. Don't worry about that.
Okay, thanks.
Disco fell out like 40 years ago, didn't it?
Oh, that sounds like a drive-by from you.
Are you ready? Is the team ready? How are you going to go, mate? You need to pull the finger out here. We need to get cracking. What's going on?
Yeah, I know. Well, it's interesting because they've changed a bunch of rules and it's going to be interesting to see how each team adapts to those new rules.
What's the one that everyone's talking about? What's the controversial one?
So they've pulled a bit of the data, like telemetry systems out of the car, so you can't log and track.
Wow. You don't know exactly how the car's going.
Really?
Well, you have to rely on previous experience and the driver's feedback and everything. And
are you still
always telling a lot of lies anyway. So.
Are you still allowed to use the choke?
Oh my god, I remember that.
Yeah, and you still get 5 minutes to warm the engine up before the race starts.
Have you stayed fit? How have you stayed in form while you haven't been on the track?
I've rode my bike a bit and done some running, but otherwise there's nothing to replace.
You've done nothing.
You don't sound very enthusiastic.
You've been at home watching Big Brother with your girlfriend, haven't you?
With Tahan. She's been making me watch it.
Is she into it? What's she making of it? Who's going to win? Is it a good series?
I don't mind it. I think she doesn't really know. I was asking her the other day. She has no idea who's going to win, but she's got her favourites. But I don't know.
If you know the names of favourites, I'd be very disappointed.
This is a great day for sports fans. It's a great day for motor racing fans. You need to bring your A game. I'll be watching. Send me a cheer or something. Or do a donut.
Give me a tip. You're such a great driver. Give me a tip on each tip.
Leave the emergency lights on the whole way.
I think you're talking to the wrong person.
Leave your right indicator on the whole way. That way they'll think you're
good on you, Davey. We'll be watching.
Good on you, Dave.
Luck.
Dave Reynolds there. We've got Limo next.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy. Yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And it's going to be a cracker. Friday, last day of the week. We're an hour away from going out, well, in some states, and having the best tasting beer of the
week.
That's
true.
Which is your Friday knockoff. Before we get to that, though, one of my favourite segments, Week in Review. We'll look back at all the golden moments from the week. Yeah, I'm sure I'll be well represented. Yeah.
You generally talk yourself up in these.
My song will be in there for sure.
Right. I'll pop up somewhere embarrassing myself.
I'll let you introduce it.
Oh, thank you so much.
Well, speaking of you embarrassing yourself, we will have a bit of you drinking from a straw on the show today. Yeah.
But people understand I have to drink through the show. I'm trying to drink water. I'm trying to be healthy.
Yeah, time and a place.
There's a lot of etiquette involved. I beg your pardon,
Dave. Time and a place. You said that very nonchalantly and quite cocky, actually.
Didn't mean
so
it.
So just be cool.
Involved. We're about to give away a temper mattress, but before we get to all that, let's check in with friend of the show, Limo.
Hey, g'day, guys.
How are you?
I was waiting for the pre-recorded intro.
Welcome to COVID time, mate.
Welcome to COVID. That's all you get. You haven't done anything in the last few months.
Yeah, I know.
What are you going to say? Hot off his tour? coming from...
It is the question. What have you been up to? Has been redundant for about 3 months, hasn't it? It's stressful times at our house, though. My wife and I are down to our last 1,500 rolls of toilet paper.
Have you heard about the
Can you believe this? People, you better not have Coulton 4-ply.
Have you heard about
Gold?
I have heard you guys talking about the Coulton 4-ply this week.
I can hook you up. I can hook you up with Mick's the Coulton Gold. Meet me in the car park directly after this interview. And we'll get there. You brought your dog in, mate.
Mick's wearing a dodgy trench coat. Are there 72 rolls of Coulton underneath the trench coat?
And one type of baby formula.
Now, you said dog because your beautiful dog bunny.
Yes, she's a staffy. It's bring your dog to work day today.
Yay.
To highlight the fact that dogs are great companions.
I thought it was put down your dog.
Of course you did.
I've made a terrible
because
mistake.
You are a very bad. Bad person.
I have made a terrible mistake. I misread that.
I'm not laughing at that.
You don't.
Hang on.
That.
What happened to the camera? Something's gone weird.
The camera's fallen off.
Yeah, because the camera's outraged by that pathetic statement. Something wrong with you.
I got it wrong.
My wife's just fallen off her chair.
Again, that is why you're single. Seriously. Go and get a cat, idiot.
And believe it or not, Mick says, I thought it was... Put down your dog day. My dog just walked straight over to Mick and started cuddling him.
She's so, adorable. Limo, I love this idea and I've got my dog
cookie.
Right here.
I gave Bunny a cookie before and I didn't ask. I just
but
gave
don't
him.
Give dogs sweet things either because it's not good for their digestive system.
That's the way
system.
I roll.
And Mick also gave the dog 6 Tim Tams.
But you don't give dogs chocolate either.
Not in my world. He's got a little pot belly. Yes.
No, she didn't.
So I'm only going to address this next 5 minutes of my breath to Limo. Limo, I've got my. I showed you my dog because Indy is next to me.
And what a beautiful dog, by the way.
She's enormous.
And she is there. But we're talking about things. Sorry, Limo.
And Jane, I know we were Jane and I were chatting a moment ago, and Jane said to me, there are certain videos I can't watch online. She said, there's one going around at the moment. And what's it called, Jane?
Well, it's Return Soldier Reunited with Dog He Saved from Afghanistan.
Oh, God. See,
and I go, well, I'm not even going to look at that. I will not look.
That would bring me undone in a heartbeat.
Oh, my God.
Do they have a march for the dogs that came back from... Afghanistan?
Oh, of course they do.
Are they allowed to march?
They're very respectful.
The dogs at the SAS barracks in Perth, they have a little memorial for every SAS soldier. And also
they
every
are heroes.
Dog has the same size memorial there at the SAS barracks. Hey, Mick, remember when we were in Afghanistan, in Kabul?
Oh, is this a happy story or a sad story?
It's
Come
a
on.
Funny story. They got the dog to chase down that bloke in the suit.
Oh, man.
One of the guys in the band we were touring with put the suit on and ran away from the dog.
Attack suit.
Yes.
We'll just show you how the dog goes. My God. Wow.
Yes, but they're only doing what the humans train them to do.
Yeah, you wouldn't mess with that dog.
Mate, that's what I would do for when people knock on my door. I don't like
What's Bunny doing now?
Bunny, she's staring outside where the biscuits are.
Hey, it's all good. Hey, now listen, you did something. We're going to take some calls on something silly you did.
I'll quickly give you this. I went to play golf yesterday with Jim Owen.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, wow.
And so I went to go to
He loves his golf, Jim Owen.
He does love his golf. Yeah. And I arrived half an hour early and I thought, what a legend.
Yeah.
And I pulled into the underground car park at the golf course. Mm. And I just had a funny feeling in my gut. So Damien Fleming was playing as well. So I rang Flem. And I said, Flim, are you here, mate? And he goes, yeah. He said, are you here? I said, yeah. I said, he said, where are you? I said, I'm in the underground car park. He said, there's no underground car park here.
I see, that sounds very obscure.
So I said, where is it? I got it. It was 35 minutes away from where I was.
You're on the wrong golf course.
I was at the wrong golf course. I turned up.
You are ridiculous. Have you done that? This is a good one because I did it. I went to the wrong ground footy.
Oh, no.
I remember going, geez, not much traffic. People are really staying away from
this. A bit quiet,
and it wasn't. I was at the wrong oval. I'd gone to Colonial, it was known at the time. 133353.
Yeah.
Have you gone to the wrong ground, the wrong theatre?
The wrong church.
I went to the wrong parent-teacher day. Oh, oops. Oh, how on point.
Turned up on the wrong day. That's another beauty of mine.
All right. Well, give us a call. 133353. Limo's here. Take your calls next.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Kennedy Malloy, Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy, and Limo in studio as well.
Limo, who's a giant idiot, who went to the wrong golf course.
Yeah.
And because you plan that meticulously, because a tee-off time's a tee-off time. Mm. If you miss the start, it would be like missing a...
Oh, everybody would be so cranky.
Like a starting gun of a race. You go, you can't be delayed. You're now out of the system. So
There's not much where the start time is as important as golf. And you get a tee time.
You get a tee time and it's immovable.
Yeah. And how are the other players when you turn up so late?
Jim Owen wasn't over the moon.
Couldn't see the funny side.
Comedians couldn't see the funny side.
Yeah, yeah.
That's when you funny about that.
Yeah, that's right.
I quickly want to say I was going to a Taylor Swift concert with my daughter. We went out for dinner that night and realised the concert was actually the night I went out for dinner with Rob instead of going to the concert.
That's not an accident. I know how your mind works.
I love Taylor Swift.
You have dodged a bullet.
I missed that.
At least those tickets are easy to get.
We've got some calls on the line. Sure? Let's get into it. They are and cheap.
Yeah.
Hello, Kura.
Kura's on the line. How are you, Kura?
Hi, good.
Yeah. What happened to you? You turned up at the wrong venue?
And booked double tickets from Melbourne to Sydney. We took a taxi to the airport, flew all the way to Sydney. We're in the taxi, going to the conference. We rang the hotel. They go, it's next weekend.
Wrong airport, wrong day.
Wrong day, wrong everything.
Wow.
Cora, I'm sorry about that. Wow. Thank you for calling us. Gavin.
That's a tale of woe, Cora.
It is, from it beginning is.
To
end.
A tale of woe. Gavin's on the line. Gavin?
Yeah, mate, I was running late for a funeral, sitting up, and they ducked in with the ceremony had already started. I'm sitting at the back, and I'm going, this is Bill's funeral. I'm not.
Who's Bill?
Somewhere else.
Well, nice to pay your respects.
But was he a good guy?
Bloke.
Did you learn a bit about Bill?
Oh, Bill was a great bloke. I was supposed to be at Auntie Mary's funeral.
By the end of it, you were wailing on the coffin. Why, Bill?
Good on you, Gavin. John. Thank you. Hello, John.
What's happening,
buddy? Yeah, go and love your show, Gurus. I was heading up with the wife and kids and my sister-in-law in the back up to Queensland to the theme park. And my sister, I told her I'd come and call in on the way through. And for some reason, she mentioned Byron Bay. And I called her and I said, I'm about an hour out of Byron Bay. She goes, no worries. I get into Byron Bay, I call her, I say, whereabouts are you? She goes, we're not at Byron Bay, we're at the Gold Coast. We made Byron Bay, the whole town heard me screaming.
It's a little bit of a mix-up.
Why didn't she tip you off when you said,
I don't
I'm
know,
near
but
Byron
I
Bay?
But I just spoke to you, I just told you I was an hour out of Byron Bay, why'd you say okay for?
Byron Bay and Service Paradise, a little bit different.
Drive, yeah, hilarious. Well, hey, John. Slap a brick lane coming your way, mate.
Good on you, John.
You're a legend. Thank you, love you, mate.
See ya.
And we should drink that for Gavin and for Bill.
Yeah, that's right.
And Auntie Mary.
Rest in peace.
Let's go to Scott from South Australia. Hello, Scott. What happened to you?
Yeah, g'day, guys. Back in the early 80s when South Melbourne first moved to Sydney, Dad says to me, come on, boy, we'll go and watch a game. So a four-hour trip in. And they weren't playing at the SCG that weekend.
Oh, my God. Oh, well,
it would have been easy.
That's unfortunate.
Okay, that's a four-hour drive in. I'm guessing that's a very long drive home.
Oh, my God. It's a long drive home.
As a young kid, yeah, it was.
What did you do instead? He would have had to have had a plan B or take
you to
somewhere.
Luna Park or something?
What do you do?
No, mate, we fueled up and went back home.
Oh, boring. Did you get KFC at least on the way home?
No. Come on. We've missed the game. Let's go home.
Good on you, mate, Scott.
Sorry.
Good call.
Jason, how are you going?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Very good.
Jason, what was your kooky mix-up?
We were all getting excited to go to an ice hockey game, USA versus Canada. So pack your kids in the car. As we go, we're heading there. We're thinking, God, there's a lot of people. This looks like it's going to be a good turnout. Son's out of the car screaming, go USA. We were at the Hillsong Church.
Oh, no.
Oh, gee. Now, that's an extraordinary mix.
Crowd.
Talk about...
So you're saying there's a bigger crowd at Hillsong than there would be at a USA-Canada ice hockey game.
Talk about having the best day of your life and all of a sudden going, oh, my God.
I wonder if Jason, did you find yourself screaming the word puck at any point?
No, mate, no, we sort of wanted to pull the sun, drag him back into the car and go, I think it
was. Where was that game, Jason? Where were you?
Yeah, where was it?
It was at Bella Vista Ice Rink.
And where's that?
In Sydney.
In Sydney. Wow. Because there's no bigger ice hockey game in the world than USA.
Oh, yeah.
My God.
The two biggest.
I saw that in Vancouver, and I've never seen anything like it. That was
amazing.
Thank you. And we love having you in, and thank you for bringing that to our show.
Good on you, mate.
Wonderful topic. What's happening in the world? Are you able to do some stand-up gigs at the moment, Lemo? What's going on?
There are some stand-up gigs. Thank God. Only 15 people. Though,
15 people. Oh, you'll be right.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
It is. Hey, this week and the last few weeks, we've been giving away Tempur mattresses. Yeah, this is worth $10,000, the mattress protector,
huge
the pillows
prize.
As well. Nothing supports or adapts to your body like a Tempur mattress. We're going to give it one away right now.
We can say this. The best bed in the world, bar none. It'll change your
life. NASA-style technology.
It's so luxurious. Oh, you will feel like a real housewife of New York.
Now, let's play the winning call.
Oh, okay.
And then we'll see if we can get the caller up. This was a call earlier in the week.
Men are idiots.
It's sad to say, but my husband, a really big idiot at times, his latest one was we were shopping at Woolworths and said, oh, let's get this one of these barbecue chickens. Look, they're only $4.20.
That sounds very cheap.
You're an idiot. That's the time it was cooked.
Men are idiots.
I believe Jess is on the phone right now.
Jess, how are you?
That's awesome.
Your stupid husband.
Stoked.
Your stupid husband has got you a $10,000 bed that will change your life.
Congratulations, Jess. Who knew?
He can have as many $4.20 chooks as he wants.
Hey, Jess, you got the queen mattress, the mattress protector, the adjustable base, the two Tempur pillows. It's worth $10,000.
And guess what?
Thanks, guys.
The bed is
Love
on its
work.
Way. It's actually on its way.
It's coming to your place right now.
You can wait in the driveway if you like and get
awesome.
The job done.
Thanks,
well
guys.
Done,
you're
Jess.
The best.
Here's the great news.
Thank you, Tempur.
When we come back from holidays, another Tempur mattress
what
to give
is
away.
Going on?
Another $10,000 mattress. Hey, coming up next, get on your Jess, the Week in Review.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hey, it's been a great week, and on a Friday we like to do this. We talk to Maddie Dow.
Why are you upset? That sounds a bit grumpy.
Oh,
sorry
to
interrupt, Dave.
To get to the end of a week, and it just means I won't see you guys for a couple of days.
Oh, that sounds very extraordinarily nice of you.
I just, you know, after a while you just go, you're my bros and my hoes.
I don't know how that works out for me and Whitney, but I'll tell you what. You can have this on loop.
Yeah.
You can just have this in your earplugs the whole time.
Oh, this will cheer me up.
Yeah.
This will cheer you up.
Listen to this.
It's the Week in Review. Kennedy Malloy.
The week started with the wash-up from Jane's Fiery Girls Weekend.
You, five girls, coastal location. Mm-hmm.
Well, started to get a bit chilly, and I said, no problem, girls. I've got the fire pit. It's loading it up. The fire starters put about 80 of
those
on.
That's too many.
The deck caught on fire. We were a bit slow to react. We just about burnt the house. We were staying.
Which received plenty of feedback on our socials.
Ray Rand says, come on, tradie Janie, how about oiling that deck up?
It did look a bit dry, I thought.
Sorry, that's my job, is it?
Your job is setting fire to it.
It had a stand, so I'm not
Alan
that stupid.
Alan Bauer endearing himself to the ladies. Classic case where there is no man patrolling the fire.
Oh, yeah, thanks, mate. Yeah, funny we had a big, strong man around.
It's been a long few weeks for the Kennedy Malloy team and cracks were starting to appear.
Well, I've just been in the men's toilets and James was in there.
Producer James.
He did not wash his hands for 20 seconds.
5-second wash?
Whoa. One, two, three, four. No singing. He's out.
I finished 10 seconds before you finished. You were a cubicle operator, by the way.
Oh, interesting.
Because you were hogging the urinal.
I would maintain I am the most hygienic of the team, and my lathering game was on point.
Okay.
Australian Peter Friedman forked out $9 million for the guitar Kurt Cobain played in the MTV Unplugged performance.
I wanted to use it to highlight this crisis with musicians and artists worldwide.
Which begs the question.
Get ready for this.
What are you prepared to pay for the guitar I used in this recording?
I can see you every night.
You know what?
Mickey.
I'm never lost for words. What's your price point? I reckon $9.
Tom Gleisner shared some past US presidential campaign songs.
1960, up against John F. Kennedy, was one Richard Nixon. Kid you not, it was called Click with Dick. Come on and click with Dick for one that no one can lick. I don't think the words dick and lick should be in the same.
If someone would have you paying attention, we could have click for Mick.
Are you surprised, Tom, it comes back to Mick?
You are a narcissist, Mickey, but we love you for it.
The border skirmishes continued.
I call on all organisations not to interact with citizens from Melbourne at this stage.
Don't touch them. Don't make eye contact. Don't look at them.
Wait. There's over 5 million Victorians.
If you see a Victorian, you should pretty much chuck rocks at
them. And call a Tony. Tony called in from the battlegrounds.
Right on the bloody border between Victoria and South Australia.
And what's happening there?
I tell you, chicks, cars, fruit and veggies and everything like that. And if you're a Victorian, you just get the exit stage right, back where you come from.
Oh. You're joking. This is Victorians back on the border.
Yep.
Comedian Nath Valvo joined us.
Hey, legend.
Thanks for calling us legend. Sounds like you're deferring to us as being more senior.
I feel like I'm Zooming with my parents.
There was this confusing panic-buying community service announcement.
Don't be a dickhead and buy up all the toilet paper and stuff. Don't make it so we have to have restrictions. Yeah. It's actually insane. Stop it.
Or go bonkers. Really get in there and make sure you're okay.
Our callers had plenty of suggestions on the do's and don'ts of dating app profile pics.
If Mickey's going to take a photo in the bathroom, make sure he's cleaned up the shelf behind him when he's facing into the
mirror. That is important.
What if there's a girl in the bath with me?
Oh, sorry, Rachel.
Definitely do not pose with the fish.
Not much has been working for me lately, but I'll tell you, if I had a puppy, I reckon I'd be in.
Bang! God. A guy with a puppy.
A puppy.
Andy Lee joined us ahead of his debut on the front bar.
Replacing what's his name?
Sam Pang.
That's right.
Is he being omitted or is he injured? Do you be rested?
Just wants to sit home and watch America's Got Talent. I think he's featuring in the next season of A Little Big Shot. Sorry, Sam, I can't take it.
A classic pic of Jane emerged.
A very sweet, beautiful
debutante ball.
Right.
I'm going to call a don't, Jane Kennedy.
I got all my long hair cut off to look like Princess Diana.
That's not what I think. I think Rosie O'Donnell.
I beg your pardon.
Dave O'Neill called in from one of Melbourne's COVID hotspots.
I just want to apologise to everyone around Australia for letting you down. I feel like Melbourne at the moment is like, you know when you get that Cadbury snack bar and you've got great flavours like pineapple and strawberries? I think Melbourne's a Turkish delight.
And in similar fashion to this mid-talk break drink from Jane...
You must watch Crown. Oh, Lord.
I love The Crown.
Excuse me.
What do you mean?
Did you stop mid-sentence to have a gulp of your shake or
my
something?
My water.
The show heads off for a mid-year break, and we wrap this week in review up with one of the week's big study findings.
To find out what the most popular sex and solo sex songs are currently in 2020. The Weeknd, Usher, Drake, Rihanna, Beyonce.
Forget that list. I'm sick of that list. Jane, come on. You know, we're just pretend no one's listening.
Yeah. In an ideal world, just say it was happening.
Yes.
A little bit of...
Ride like the wind.
Wow. Do you know what? I might have one for you, Jane. It just might help you out.
All right. I'll take it.
Come on.
Wow, I've never felt more frigid in my life.
I do. Yeah, baby, I do.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We're here thanks to our good buddies at Crown.
Cheer me up, Dave. Cheer
you want to
me
hear
right
okay.
here.
Okay, here it comes.
There
is nothing like a
Crown. Picking it up and putting it down.
There it is.
Imagine I do have some sad news, though.
What?
Well, this is the last time we're hearing Crown for a little while. We'll hear them again soon, but Crown is saying goodbye for a little while.
They've been great friends and partners on the show. Yeah,
they
and
really
we've
have.
Love
we've loved it.
The Encore range
yeah. of
yes.
Crown forklifts. I love the jingle.
Yes.
You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to go and see a full Philharmonic Orchestra with choir doing...
That would be wonderful.
That jingle.
Okay. Yes. You can be on triangle even.
Yeah.
Cowbell?
Tambourine.
No, because you said symphony orchestra.
Why wouldn't a symphony orchestra have a cowbell?
I don't think they do.
So the triangle's got it covered.
They do have a cowbell probably at the very bottom of the timpani drawer.
I'd have a cowbell. I'd have a cowbell on my forklift.
In your orchestra?
On the forklift.
Instead of a horn.
I suggested that.
Can I say something? That's a good idea. Mm. We should contact Elon Musk and see if he'll shoot a Crown forklift into space.
Like he did with his car.
The
Tesla.
Because imagine if you were from another planet and the first thing you saw from us was a Crown
the greatest thing you've ever seen.
You'd go... How advanced and how cool is this society?
Do they have pallets in space? Of course. On the moon, probably. You could go mad.
The whole time. Thank you, Crown. And thank you. And seriously, go and do yourself a favour.
Go and have a look this weekend.
Go
the
and
next
ogle
few weeks.
One in the showroom.
Yeah, they look fantastic.
Drinking the magic. Yep. You get all the warranties. You get all
and
the
And you get
perks.
Instant asset write-off as well. At this time, it's really important. We're under the pump, everyone. So this is a brilliant option.
And they're a decent bunch down there. So well done, all. Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Crown. We salute you.
And as we say goodbye for a few weeks to Crown.
All together now.
There is nothing like Crown. I'm putting it down.
You should have gone a third above.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
All right, hey, we're just about done for the week and for a couple of weeks too, because a well-earned break is
so
what you guys are going to have.
We are going to, I'll probably jet off overseas. No, I can't.
I don't think you will be. I have got a lot of Monopoly games ahead of me. Yay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, can't wait for that.
You know what you should do? Hit yourself on the head again and just pretend it never...
Really? And just
imagine
stay in bed.
Imagine hitting yourself on the head and going, 220, never happened.
Yeah.
It's shaping up as a crack at 220, isn't it? You know, when you look back in time and you see some years of real stinkers.
I don't
mean to bring everyone down here.
No, you're right, though.
But I think people are going to go...
Oh, yeah.
F you, right 220.
Right
2020.
Well, people have been saying that for quite a long time. They said it after the bushfires, actually, and they said, how could this get worse?
Well, it was. It was bushfires, then droughts, and then this, and there's so much more. The world is burning. It's civil unrest.
I wish everybody all the best at this time. Go and support all your regional. I mean, this is where everybody can do it because there's border wars still going on.
Yes,
but support your regional areas.
Yeah, do what you can.
Go camping. You
can
do that.
I think we're the only ones going on holiday.
Oh, really?
It's just us.
No, it's school holidays.
Oh, is it? So
yes.
We're going to do it ourselves.
Australia.
We should do a lap around Australia. I'll do it.
We are?
I'll get in a bus. I'll get in a bongo van.
They won't let you in New South Wales.
I'll get a Leyland Brothers van, you know, with a map of Australia on the side.
Well, I'm going to go camping. I'm going to take kids camping somewhere.
Okay, Jane, you say it, but we know what that means.
That is so rude to think I'm not a camper. You know I am.
It's above glamping.
Yeah.
Your tent will be like the one from Cirque du Soleil.
Well, that's clever, isn't it?
And we know what you like with fire as well, so.
Oh, yeah. I've learned my lesson.
Live off the land.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, we'll talk to you in a few weeks, everyone.
You'll still be on board, though.
I'll be back next week. It's Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week off next week, so lots of fun. You can join in 1-3-3-5-3. Love to talk to you. Back in 2 weeks, July 13. Kennedy Malloy.
Another Kennedy Malloy catch-up done and dusted for the Crown Forklifts Encore range. Guaranteed reliability, superior quality. Check them out at crown.com. No risk, no worries.